We're here with NFL Network's Albert Breer. We're here in the team cam room. You're here in Baltimore to do some coverage of the Ravens for NFL Network tonight. And so, Albert, I want to get your take on the Ravens offseason up to this point. When you just look at some of the moves that they've made, a little bit more active than they've been in previous years, but what's your overall take on what they've done?
Well, I think that they got accomplished what they set out to accomplish at the beginning of the offseason. They get the offensive coordinator they want. I think they probably even did a little bit better in that area than they thought they were going to be able to. My sense is that they didn't really think there was a real shot to get Gary Kubiak. So they land him. That's huge for them. And then, you know, the two free agents that really I kind of viewed as their priority would have been the left tackle, Eugene Monroe, the tight end, Dennis Pitta. They get those guys done, you know, to big deals. And, you know, I think what it allows for now, it allows them to kind of move forward with less pressing needs. That doesn't mean they don't have needs, but less pressing needs going into the draft gives them a little bit more flexibility. And so I think at least at this point you see them retaining some of that core, signing Terrell Suggs long-term, securing some of their future, and it really gives them, and Darryl Smith was another one, you know, that they've been able to bring back at a good rate. You know, it allows them to kind of, you know, go into the draft with a little bit more of a best player available type of mindset, which is what everybody's looking for going into the draft.
Ozzie loves that philosophy.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing is, like, if you talk to people who run teams, what they'll tell you is that the free agency is always a need-based market. You know, the reason why the dollars move the way that they move is because people are overpaying because they're trying to fill needs. You don't want to go into the draft with that type of approach. So you try to fill your needs out before you get to the draft. That way you don't overpay to fill a need that you have that's on your roster going into, you know, when you're talking about a first-round pick, a second-round pick, you're not pressing yourself to go and fill a hole. And the Ravens have done a nice job of putting themselves in a position now where they won't have to force it to get a certain player.
One of the things that you mentioned, it almost seems, at least here locally, that it's kind of forgotten to some extent, is the fact that the Ravens got Gary Kubiak. You know, This is a huge coup for them, really, to bring in a former head coach with a great track record of running offenses. What kind of impact do you think he'll have on the offense and specifically Joe Flacco?
Well, I think the big thing is, and this is kind of, a return to John Harbaugh's roots to some degree because he, you know, worked under Andy Reid and the West Coast system that Andy Reid runs, the terminology is going to carry over. I think it's going to be interesting to see Flacco in Gary Kubiak's system because typically Gary Kubiak, you know, coming from Mike Shanahan's system in Denver, they've had more mobile quarterbacks. You look at John Elway's the one who's kind of a standard bearer. And then through the years, Jake Plummer was the quarterback there for a time. He's a guy who could move. You had after Jake Plummer, they bring in Jay Cutler. Jay Cutler was a guy who was a little bit more of an athlete. And then in Houston, they bring Matt Schaub. And I know it doesn't seem like it now, but when Matt Schaub, you know, was for a brought over from Atlanta, he was considered a guy who can move. So this is a different type of quarterback, and I think that's going to be what's going to be so fascinating about watching it come together, is there are some things that Joe Flacco doesn't do that Gary Kubiak's previous quarterbacks did. And then there's an ability, you know, in primarily getting the ball downfield that Gary Kubiak probably hasn't had with a quarterback since, you know, he coached John Elway.
So when you look at the AFC North, and it was a change last year and the Ravens don't make the playoffs for the first time since Joe Flacco and John Harbaugh have been here. When you look at what's gone on there this offseason, who's your favorite? You know, is it still the Bengals since they won it last year? Or is it the Steelers that, you know, that's typically been running the Steelers?
Yeah, I would say the Bengals remain the favorite. And the biggest reason why, if you look at their roster, you know, they're one of these teams where if the quarterback can get a little bit better, you know, they really be in business. At the receiver position, A.J. Green, an ascending star. At tight end, they bring Jermaine Gresham back, and they got Tyler Eifert, who you'd expect to make a leap. Gio Bernard in the backfield, their offensive line is solid. And then on defense, they've got, you know, really impact players at each level of the defense. I think the big thing for the Bengals is going to be, you know, the guy ascending in their coaching staff who used to work here, and that's Hugh Jackson. I think having Hugh Jackson working with Andy Dalton, most people in that building feel like Andy Dalton is going to wind up taking a major step forward because Hugh Jackson's running the offense. He's going to be a little bit more aggressive, a little more creative with play calling. Internally, the Bengals feel like having Hugh Jackson as their offensive coordinator is actually an upgrade over Jay Gruden, and that's going to be the interesting thing to watch. I still think the Steelers are working their way through a little bit of a transitional period. Obviously, the Browns have been in transition for some time. So, I think the Ravens and the Bengals are the two teams that you look at coming back as the teams it should be right at the top of the AFC North.
So if we're looking at this in late December, early January, and the Ravens are back in the playoffs, what will have had to happen from now until then?
Okay. Well, I think that the questions in the secondary are going to have to be answered. You know, and I think going in, they're going to be looking at, okay, can we add a corner? Can we add a safety? Okay, so those are two big positions that you're going to have to take care of. Maybe a little bit more depth in the front seven, at the inside linebacker position, and then in the interior of the defensive line. That's a little thing there. And then on offense, I think the situation with Ray Rice has got to clear itself up, and that's something they're going to have to take care of. Now, I know they don't have their head in the sand about it, and they would have wound up bringing in some running backs regardless. So I think you're going to see some depth added in the backfield. That situation playing itself out, of course, is going to be a storyline going forward as well. But, you know, you see a team here that 5 years running won a playoff game. You know, and that means you're in the final eight every single year for 5 years straight. That's a heck of an accomplishment. They're still one of the NFL's more stable franchises. And, I think, so long as the marriage between Gary Kubiak and Joe Flacco works to the degree that people here think it's going to work, they should be right back where they have been over the last half decade.
All right, Albert, well, thank you very much. I know it's not always as rainy here in Baltimore. I promise it was nicer before you got here, but thanks for stopping by and enjoy the visit.
You got it.